Simikuf Lamed Gimel Halacha Chaf Vav. Lach Tfilas Nila after Tfilas Nila Fila Chol B'Shabbos, even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, a Gamer Bayayim, and the Tzibur finishes the Tfila while it's still day. Mikol Makom Amr Avinu Makeni, you still say Avinu Makeni. Avinu Shema Yisrael, Pam Achas, and say Shema Yisrael one time. Baruch Shem Kavam Achus, Alam Ved Gimel Pa'amim. Hashem Hu Alikim, Zayim Pa'amim. Olavis is the Shechina, to escort the Shechina, Shemasal Lamala Meshiva Rikiyim, that's ascending to above the seven Rikiyim. Then the Shalei Yachzibah says Kadashalom, Benigan Shal Simcha, in a joyful tune. Rakach Toikim Tekiya Achas, and then we blow the shofar one time. And this serves as a signal of the departure of the Shechina to the heavens. This is similar to what occurred at Matan Torah. For regarding when the Shechina went up, it says in Shemais, V'nemar Allah Akim Betrua, and Hashem has ascended with a shofar blast. Agamhu Zecher, this also serves as a Zecher, the Tekiyas Yom Kippur on Yovel, on sounding the Tekiyah Yom Kippur on Yovel. The shofar may be sounded even if the stars have not come out. Elo Shehu Ben Hashmashus, and it's Ben Hashmashus. Afilu Shabbos, and Yivet Shabbos. If it's still definitely day, then you don't blow the shofar. La'achar tekiya, after the tekiya, Imran kulon gimel pa'am, everyone says three times, Hashan Abab Yerushalayim. Halacha chaf zayin. La'achar tezak achavim, espal marv, after tezak achavim, we daven marv, yesh lahamash lechzibra hagun, and a befitting chazun should be appointed for marv, yespal benachas b'kavona, and daven slowly with concentration, v'yesh ligar b'chaytvim, and those who rush are to be reprimanded. I remember Tfilas Shemana Esrei, Atav Chanan Tano, and Shemana Esrei say Atav Chanan Tano. In Chol B'Shabbos, I remember Yiten Lecha. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then we say V'Yiten Lecha. Avol Ein Armin V'Hinayim V'Yat HaKadosh. You don't say V'Hinayim V'Yat HaKadosh. V'Lachar Tfilah Mekadosh Salvan. After davening, we were Mekadosh Levana. V'Poktim Ish Yisrael, and each person asks his friend, bid his friends B'Simcha Tov Lev, with happiness and contentment. Kamay b'yantiv, just as on yantiv. Halacha chav ches. B'avdol shamatzi yom kippurim, during avdol amatzi yom kippur, tzrichon levarach dafka al ner shashavas, you light the flame of avdol specifically over a flame that had rested the entire yom kippur. V'lay al ner shetzon yato, and not on a ner that was produced now. Min avonim mekadayim ba, from stones or like, which means like striking a new match. V'lay b'mash shehudlak mimeno, nor from a newly lit candle that was ignited from such a flame. V'hamufchar hu, the choicest way of performing this mitzvah, l'hadlik ner achar min haner she'iluk esmal b'beis, so it's to light another candle from the candle that you lit yesterday in your house, l'varach al shneim, and to make the bracha over both of them. Mishnah Berurah writes that it's ideal for one to light a candle in his house before Yom Kippur for the purpose of Havdalah specifically. One may then say the bracha upon this candle, and there's no need to light a second candle from this flame. V'im if he has no candle in his house, he should bring the lit candle from the shul and light another one from that candle of Archalim to make the bracha over them. In a pressing situation, the bracha may be said over a candle that was lit from the candle of a guy, or by striking a match. So we do not begin with Kine Kel Yeshua. We start with Bari Priya Gafen. We did not make a bracha on b'samim. V'im hayu Shabbos, however, if Yom Kippur was on Shabbos, a bracha gam al b'samim, then we do make a bracha on b'samim. Gam asklin hine kel yishuasi, and we also start from hine kel yishuasi. K'may v'shar matzah Shabbos, as like on every other matzah Shabbos.